finds himself kneeling on the floor, his head pounding like someone is playing a timpani drum inside of his skull, and his stomach heaves from an overwhelming sense of nausea. He slowly becomes aware that there is someone kneeling beside him, trying to keep him from falling completely over.
It's okay, you're safe now. Just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Just calm down. Everything's all right.
He looks up and catches his reflection off of a shiny surface almost directly in front of him. It is his own.
Oh, boy.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett led an elite group of scientists into the desert to develop a top-secret project known as Quantum Leap. Pressured to prove his theories or lose funding, Dr. Beckett prematurely stepped into the project accelerator and vanished. He awoke to find himself trapped in the past, suffering from partial amnesia, and facing a mirror image that was not his own. Fortunately, contact with his own time was maintained through brainwave transmissions with Al, the Project Observer, who appears in the form of a hologram that only Dr. Beckett can see and hear. Trapped in the past, Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, putting things right that once went wrong, and hoping each time that his next leap will be the leap home. Stallions Gate, New Mexico, May 1st, 2001, 0920 hours. Good morning, Admiral.
Morning, Ziggy. What you got for me? Never mind, I can see from the pile on my desk.
Recognizing Admiral Albert Calavici, Project Observer and Pro Tem Project Chief of Project Quantum Leap. Last log on April 26, 2001, 027 hours. Log out April 29th, 2001, 2004 hours. Did you have a good rest, Admiral?
Yeah, 48 hours of sleep really recharges a man's batteries. Any messages?
You have 22 messages displaying now. 5 are marked urgent, 8 are marked eyes only, and the rest are marked general. Admiral?
Yes?
I've been reviewing the logs from Dr. Beckett's last leap, and...
The timeline hasn't changed, has it?
No, Admiral. On January 27th, 1976, Alejandro Escobar was put to death in the electric chair for the murder of 7 women and 2 men. Harold Gonzalez, the man Dr. Beckett leapt into, went on to write a book about Escobar and his experiences as the last victim of the New Mexico Slayer.
Ziggy?
His book reached number 2 on the bestseller list on October 3rd, 1982.
Ziggy?
And Gonzalez went on to write books on various serial killers such as Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ziggy?
Hannibal. Yes, Admiral?
Were you going somewhere with this, darling?
Yes, Admiral. I was wondering if you think Dr. Beckett's memory will be magnifluxed enough to prevent any lasting trauma.
I hope so. That Escobar was one sick puppy.
You have an incoming call from Dr. Donna Elise Beckett. Shall I display?
Sure. Hey, Donna. How's Trix?
Morning, Al. You look a lot better than the last time I saw you.
Yeah, well, when I got home, Sharon took one look at me and threatened to lock me in my room until I got enough sleep.
Good girl. I was worried that you wouldn't get enough rest. Have you seen the report from the committee?
Yeah. Looking at it right now. Damn nozzles want more reports from me. Like I don't have enough to do before Sam leaps again and things get nuts around here.
Unless he leaps home.
Look, honey. I know Sam. He'll make it home someday. I just don't think he's done all he's supposed to do.
It's been 6 years, Al. In those 6 years, I've only been with my husband once, and then only for a day. I'm not Beth, Al. I don't think I can hold out much longer.
Beth, I know it's hard, honey, but...
Al? Al, are you okay? Al, answer me!
The world seems to drop out from under Al. He grips the sides of his desk, desperately trying not to fall off of his chair as the world around him shatters into a kaleidoscope of colors.
Hold on, Al. I'll be there in a minute. Ziggy, call the medics. Emergency in Al's office.
A sharp pain lances through him and he is swept away into darkness.
What the hell's going on?
Thank you. let me go. Someone, help me.
Sam.
Al.
Come on, kid. You can do it. Just hold on, Sam.
Al. Help me.
I can't. It's... Goodbye, Al.
No! Sam!
Al? Al, can you hear me?
Sam! Something is wrong with Sam.
As Al opens his eyes, he finds himself lying on the floor of his office with Donna and a full medical team hovering around him.
He's coming to now. Respiration and heart rate returning to normal. Welcome back, Admiral.
Sam!
Whoa. Hold on there, cowboy. Just lie back down and let the medics check you out.
Oh, man. Don't puke, Calavici. I gotta get to the control room.
Admiral, please! Lie down!
No way. You just let them check you out, all right?
Donna, something's happened to Sam. I've gotta find out what's going on.
Sam? How do you know?
I just know. I'll tell you the details on the way, but I've got to get to the control room now!
You're serious? Let's go.
Admiral!
Chipset 148, initialize.
Check!
Confirmed, chipset is active.
Chipset 149, initialize.
Yuppers!
Confirmed, chipset is active.
Chipset 150, initialize.
It's active. Trust me, I'm getting a crick in my neck, the thing is so active.
Confirmed. Chipset is active.
Chipset 151, initialize.
The whole cluster's active. It's not this one, see?
Please don't do that, Dr. O'Farrell Clonelf. I need those sensors.
Then what is it? There's got to be some explanation.
Have you called Sammy yet?
Yes, but all I got was her answering machine. Ziggy, what about her mobile?
I have tried it exactly 7.2... 8 times now.
Keep trying, but inform the Admiral that he has to come to the control room. He's gonna kill me.
No need. I'm right here.
Admiral! what brings you here?
Cut the baloney, Gushy. What's going on?
We lost Dr. Beckett's signal a few minutes ago.
I knew it.
You were right. Oh, no.
It's okay, darling. Can you get it back?
We're working on it, Admiral. Ziggy's running a full diagnostic now, and Tex and Tina are... Tina and Tex are taking a look to make sure it's not a hardware burnout. If all goes well, we should be able to restart and find him again. It may just be a simple malfunction of tracking quantum sensors. Quantum tracking sensors, yeah.
How long?
Gushy glances back at Tina, who seems to be ready to crawl right into the part of Ziggy she is examining. She glances out at them, as if sensing her opinion is wanted.
This is a lot of computer junk to go through, you know. Give us 3, maybe 4 hours, and then we should have some answers for you.
You've got 2 hours to find the answers.
But Admiral, I sincerely doubt that...
2 hours? I don't care how many techs you've got to call in. Just get a signal back. There's something very wrong, Gushy. And we've got to make contact with Sam as soon as possible.
Well, that was an utter disaster. You said this would work.
A minor setback, my dear. A minor setback.
It had better be. We've invested too much time and resources in this project.
You're not one to be quibbling about time.
Now what?
Plan B, of course.
Oh, of course. Plan B. Why didn't I think of that?
Status of Timeline A.
Timeline A remains unchanged.
Damn it, your associates haven't been doing their jobs.
Give them time. These things take a while.
Time, yes. And we have all the time in the world.
Zadam, full shutdown now. Ray?
Shutdown in progress.
Ray, are you okay?
Yes, I think so.
You don't look so good.
I'm fine.
Uh-huh. like I believe that for a second.
I said I'm fine. Really. Just a little tired.
What about him?
He's unconscious, I think.
I didn't know you could do that.
Neither did I.
Shutdown complete.
But it worked, didn't it?
You scared the bejeebies out of me. Don't do that again, okay?
I don't plan on it. Status of portal?
All readings are back within specified parameters. All variances have ceased.
I thought the whole system was going to overload. What did you do?
I don't really know. He was in trouble. And I remember running up to the platform. You shouted something at me.
Like, get the hell away from there?
Yeah. And then I accessed the coil controls and then I... It was like riding a live current. There was no up, no down, nothing but...
But what?
Nothing but... time.
Time? Ray? Ray? Yo, Ray, snap out of it! Come on!
Time. It was... like a web. One point touching another. Each connected but separate. Each connection calling. Calling him. Calling me.
Ray, you're really starting to freak me out here.
I can still feel it. They're calling me.
Ray, you gotta focus here. Come on, please.
I'm fine. You can stop shaking me now. It was just quite a trip.
I'm getting that impression. What the hell happened in there?
I'm not sure. Something had him. It was pulling him somewhere. And then something happened. I'm not sure what. It's all so garbled. I never felt anything like that before.
I still can't believe you came out of there with him. How?
I just grabbed hold of him. And pulled.
Is he coming around?
No, he's dreaming. Help me. We've got to move him before someone sees him.
Hold on a sec. What?
Please. You've got to trust me on this, okay?
Why do I let you talk me into these things?
'Cause I'm so cute.
Yeah, right.
Why did you create Project Quantum Leap, Sam?
To travel in time.
Why did you want to travel through time?
Because I wanted to,
To make the world a better place?
Of course. To make the world a better place.
To put right what once went wrong?
Yes. But not one life at a time.
At the risk of overinflating your ego, Sam, you've done more. The lives you've touched, touched others. And those lives, others. You've done a lot of good, Sam Beckett. You can do a lot more.
I don't want to do more. I want to go home.
Sam, you will only do this as long as you want to.
Are you saying I can leap home anytime I want?
Technically, yes.
What's the catch?
The catch is that you have to accept that you control your own destiny. Where would you like to go, Sam?
Home. I'd like to go home. But I can't. Can I? I've got a wrong to put right for Al. You knew that, didn't you?
God bless Sam.
Quantum leaping around through time, you're never quite sure what you're going to run into. The first rule of surviving a leap is never lose your head. I realized that a long time ago. But there are exceptions to every rule. Now seem to be one of those times. I've been through some rough leaps before, but never ones that left me feeling like the entire offensive line of the Packers had used me as their personal tackling dummy. Oh, my head. Come on, world. Just stay under me now. Where am I? What happened?
Sam tries desperately to open his eyes, but they don't seem to want to obey him. He raises his right hand slowly to his face to try and pry his eyelids open with his fingers. A hand touches his and moves it away.
Easy, Dr. Beckett. Just lie still. Give yourself some time to adjust. Your leap in was a rough one.
Who is that? What's happened? How did I end up here? God, it hurts so much.
Just relax. I know you're in pain and you're feeling pretty icky right now, but if you just relax, you'll be fine.
I can't. It hurts. It hurts too much.
Damn, his brain is pretty fried. Listen to me, Dr. Beckett. You've got to relax. Please, I'll see what I can do about the pain, okay?
Who are you? What is that? The pain. It's going away?
It's okay. It'll be gone soon.
How? How is she doing that?
That should do it. Think you could handle opening your eyes? Hi. Better now?
Hi.
Damn. Don't try to talk just yet. Let me just get you something to drink. I'll be back in a sec, okay?
Who is she? Where am I? Did I really... No. No, it's not possible. It can't be me. Mirror. I need a mirror. There's one over there. Come on, Sam. You can do it. Just one step at a time. Just a little further. Oh my God. It's me. It's definitely me. But how? How? Does it matter? No. No, it doesn't. But where am I? The project? I have to find out.
Sam slowly makes his way over to the door the woman had gone through. With each determined step, the pain in his head worsens and his vision doubles.
Ah! Ah! What the hell? What are you doing out of bed?
Oh.
Hey, take it easy. Let me help you up. Why did you get out of bed? Dr. Beckett? Dr. Beckett!
So tired.
Dr. Beckett! Dr. Beckett! Come on, stay with me, Dr. Beckett. You've got to stay awake. Come on, please, Dr. Beckett. Stay awake for a while longer, please.
So tired. Just want to rest. For a little while.
Dr. Beckett, stay awake with me here, please. Admiral Calavici will skin me alive if he gets here and you're passed out on the floor.
Yes, Al will be coming. He'll probably be angry with me for passing out on the floor. Come on, Sam. Stay awake. Gotta stay awake.
Sam struggles harder and slowly makes his way back into wakefulness. When he finally reopens his eyes, he looks sideways to see the woman grinning at him.
I knew you could do it. Come on, let's get you back into bed. See? You should have stayed in bed. You have to listen to me, Dr. Beckett. Your mind and body have been seriously battered from your leap in. You have to let them rest in order to return to health. So relax, okay?
Where?
Shh. No more questions now, Dr. Beckett. Just relax. Time to cheat.
What? Where? I'm in bed again? How? Did that really happen?
Welcome back.
How?
Here, take a drink. It'll help. Slowly. You want more, but you're a little dehydrated. I don't want you getting sick. Just one sip at a time, okay?
Wish Al was here. I can just imagine some of the comments he'd have to say. You're so lucky, kid. I'd give anything to be waited on hand and foot by a beautiful woman.
It'd be just the thing to get Admiral Calavici angry.
Wait a minute. Where is Al? He should have been here by now. He's probably off chasing his latest conquest or something. At least I hope that's... Hold on. Didn't I do something about that in the previous leap? I could have sworn. Stupid Swiss cheese memory. No, wait. She already said Al would be here soon. Wait a minute. How does she know about Al? How does she know my name? How does she know so much about us?
Better?
Much.
Okay, maybe one more drink.
Sam lies back and looks at the woman curiously. She catches him staring at her and holds his gaze for a moment before smiling shyly and blushing.
Well, you are probably so full of questions right now you're about ready to burst.
I do have some questions. First of all, what's the date today?
It's May 1st, and the year is 2001.
May 1st, 2001? I'm home.